This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That time of year, brackets filled out, not on this show yet. We're going to do that in the next hour. And games ready to begin at 12:15 today. We've got coverage of the NCAA tournament, the radio calls going from region to region all day today, all day tomorrow, all weekend long, all tournament long. This is your home for the NCAA tournament and for Maryland basketball, as long as they are in it, the Team 980. Good morning, everybody. Denton is here. I am here. We're going to do brackets. I've got day one, if you will, round one, smell test picks to get to. There was some Deebo Samuel news from yesterday that we will touch on. We are in for just an hour because the Westwood One coverage of the NCAA tournament starts with a lot of pregame at 11 a.m. So we are on for an hour today and an hour tomorrow. And then I would guess, right, that the rest of the day, that Chris and Craig have the rest of the day off. They're not doing their shows, correct?
Yeah, they get vacation.
Yeah, they get 2 days off. Yeah, and look, doing an hour? Oh, my God. Tommy and I, you know, did a show forever, The Sports Fix. We did a show for 8+ years together and enjoyed it, and I still enjoy having Tommy on the podcast every day. In fact, we just recorded earlier this morning the show for today. We only did 2 hours. We did 12 to 2 every day. Do you know how easy 2 hours, once you've done this, you know, you've done this, you know, I'm not talking to just a producer. Denton is a show host. He's a big-time SiriusXM show host. 2 hours, especially if you're not solo, is nothing. Nothing. And we did 2 hours for like 8 years. We had several two-hour shows. Coach Thompson's show was 2 hours. Tony's show was 2 hours. And then the only three-hour show, Zabe and Andy, the sports reporters, was 3 hours, 4 to 7 every day. Crazy. Cooley and I did 4 hours every day. The Junkies do 4 hours every day. All the shows on 106.7 do 4 hours, right? All of the, I'm correct in saying that, right? I know the Junkies are 4 hours. Every other show is 4 hours as well, correct?
Well, except for Grant and Danny, who's 4.5.
4.5. There you go. An hour today, it will fly by. We're going to have to motor through the brackets because we've got a lot to do there. I want to start the show with a lot of rumors swirling for you Terp fans about Kevin Willard to Villanova. That really picked up steam late yesterday and last night. There isn't, Denton, I don't think, a truly credible source on this. There's just a lot of people out there that cover college basketball that are talking about Kevin Willard as the top target for Villanova, or, you know, one of the top two or three targets. But really, you know, they've honed in on Willard as kind of the leading candidate to take over for Kyle Neptune, the gentleman who replaced Jay Wright at Villanova and did not have much success. Hard to follow a legend like Jay Wright. And Maryland fans are in a bit of a tizzy. It's funny because just a few months ago, I mean, they were killing Kevin Willard. Couldn't win on the road. Can't win any close games. The first year was a fluke. You know, winning a bunch of games, going to the tournament, winning a game in the tournament last year, you know, was a, you know, a losing season. I mean, Maryland has not had many of those at all over the years. Even when they haven't made the tournament, typically they've had a winning record over the course of, you know, kind of the lifetime of Maryland being a big-time basketball program. But I would say the following. Number one, I'll start with, I'm not going to bury the lead. This is not a report. I don't have any information on this. I think that Kevin Willard stays at Maryland. And I think Kevin Willard, if this is the case, has every right to do it. This happens all the time, this time of year, is potentially in position to kind of leverage Villanova's interest into, you know, more security and more money to stay at Maryland off of a season in which the Terps won 25 games and finished second in the Big Ten and finished ranked 11th in the country and are a four seed in the West region and are, you know, certainly a trendy pick or a favored team to get to the Sweet 16, and some believe are Final Four capable this year. That is my prediction, is that Kevin Willard stays at Maryland. Why do I predict that? Well, there are a couple of things that would buck up against that. And number one is Villanova's got a ton of money. Not every school does. And Maryland's, I think, you know, bottom third Big Ten NIL money, or, you know, bottom half, something like that. Villanova has, they're flush apparently with cash to pay a coach and then to get players through the NIL avenue. And Villanova's got great tradition. Jay Wright won multiple national championships there. Raleigh Massimino won a national championship at Villanova in 1985 with one of the all-time great, you know, championship game upsets over Georgetown in Lexington, Kentucky. Villanova's got great tradition. They are not a blue blood. I have, you know, many Villanova friends. One of my oldest, closest friends went to Villanova, and during college when I was at Maryland and he was at Villanova, I was up there a bunch, usually to pick him up on the way to Atlantic City. If I'm being truthful, I've got friends now that are big Villanova guys, and, you know, they sort of view themselves and fancy themselves to be a part of a blue blood program. Like Villanova entered the world of Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Duke. No, they didn't. They won a couple of national championships, and they are definitely and were with Jay Wright, you know, at or near the top of that second tier of programs. There's no doubt a few years ago that was the case. But Villanova's in the Big East. And the Big East, who the hell knows what it's going to look like a few years from now? Maryland's in the Big Ten. Everybody knows that the Big Ten will be around. The Big Ten and the SEC rule college athletics now. And I guess to a lesser extent, the Big 12. But the SEC and the Big 10 aren't going anywhere. They may grow, and they probably will grow to a certain degree.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Maryland being in the Big Ten, and it's taken me a while to come around on this, is incredibly healthy for their athletic program. By the way, for the school in general, it's been very healthy. You know, I don't think that they made that decision back in 2011 or 2012 when they, you know, without much transparency, they decided to sneak off to the Big Ten. That really pissed a lot of the ACC people off and even a lot of Maryland people. And look, Maryland's basketball program and football program have not really been exactly the same as they were in the ACC. And that was very predictable because of the breaking of all of the traditions and rivalries, etc. But in terms of where they are financially, they are in a great spot. You know, now they are one of the Big Ten schools that their alums and their fans and their students, they prefer basketball to football. It's, you know, one of the big differences between Maryland and a lot of other Big Ten and SEC schools. There are a few of them. Kentucky's that way in the SEC. Certainly in the Big Ten, Indiana would be another basketball first school. But its health is, you know, in terms of where it's going to be, is solid. And Villanova in the Big East isn't. I would also just argue flatly that Maryland in many ways is at least equal, even if they were in similar leagues, as a job to Villanova. Maryland's got tremendous, tremendous tradition. They have tremendous facilities. They are in the midst of, you know, building a brand new solo standalone practice facility for basketball. They've got the most fertile recruiting ground, which, by the way, Villanova's tapped into over the years. Jay Wright did a phenomenal job of tapping into the DMV for players. See Chris Jenkins and the game-winning shot over North Carolina to win the national championship, one of their two under Jay Wright. But I don't think Villanova's like this much better job than Maryland. What does differentiate Villanova and Maryland right now, at least according to the people that I have talked to, is Villanova can really pay for the coach and for players. And probably at a level that maybe Maryland can't match right now. I don't know. But my prediction is that Kevin Willard stays at Maryland. And I want that. I think Kevin's an outstanding coach. I thought Mark Turgeon was an outstanding coach. I know Mark Turgeon was an outstanding coach. Maryland fans hate that. And I love the, you know, revisionist history on his time here. You know, especially when Maryland got ranked, you know, in the top 15 this year. I can't tell you how many, tweets I got. Your boy Turge never had us in the top 15. Yeah, only about 15 times they were in the top 15, including ranked as, number two multiple times. But revisionist history when it comes to Turgeon. Kevin's an outstanding coach, and he's doing a great job. And I hope that he likes it here. I hope he likes the job. You know, I'm sure just like a lot of people there, Gary, Gary got booed off the floor his Final Four season by this fan base. They lost to Florida State at home, Denton, in 2001. It was a January game. He got booed off the floor, and they went to the Final Four later that year. So it's, you know, a demanding fan base for sure, but it's a passionate one, and you certainly can win the national championship at Maryland, even though they haven't been a national championship contender for a while now. This year, they are good enough. God forbid, though, he lose in the first round to Grand Canyon. That would not be good. Do you have a thought? I think he stays at Maryland. What do you think?
I think he stays as well. It feels like moving to the Big East would be, at best, a lateral step with the way that college athletics is, the way that it's moving.
I think so, too. I hope so. It would be a bit of a blow for Maryland to lose Kevin Willard. And I hate the fact that this stuff goes on right now. You know, Will Wade, the cheater at LSU, caught on tape, you know, coaching at McNeese State, has already taken the NC State job. And he's got a first-round game coming up, you know, in the NCAA tournament. Is that game today? That game's today against Clemson, right? I think it's today.
McNeese, yeah, I believe so.
And he's going to coach it, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, the portal basically opens up in a few weeks, which is why they're, you know, the teams with openings are trying to get this stuff nailed down. They should really change some of the dates for things like, you know, when you can hire, when you can commit, when you can accept, and when the portal opens, so that we can get through the only portion of the calendar that casual sports fans care about, which are the games that really start today. I did watch last night. Xavier was impressive coming back against Texas. The SEC, the unbelievable 14-team SEC, 0-1 in the tournament. Xavier was really good. Look, Sean Miller, another guy that has had a sketchy past, to say the least, as a coach, can coach, flat-out coach. You know, when Gary retired, Sean Miller was the number one target, the number one candidate. And he was apparently all in on taking the gig until he found out that Maryland didn't offer the opportunity to for academic exceptions. I think they had one academic exception, and at Arizona he had several, and he wanted multiple academic exceptions. And the AD at the time said no. Kevin Anderson said no, and apparently that ended what was close to a deal being consummated between Sean Miller and the Terps when Gary retired. He can coach, though, and he's got Xavier into the first round and out of the first four. And as long as we're talking about last night, what a blow, man, AU had early in that game, losing their best player, Matt Rogers, to an injury. This kid's a five-year player. We had Dwayne Simpkins on the show on Monday. He was talking about how good Matt Rogers has been, you know, for the program. He's, you know, been their leading scorer this year, averaging, you know, 17 a game. He gets hurt early in that game, and AU fought like hell. They got it, you know, to within striking distance a few times in the second half, but they ended up losing to Mount St. Mary's 83-72 in Dayton. So their season comes to an end. That's tough, man. This kid's waited 5 years, dreamed of the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. 5 years, all in the same spot, American University. You know, last 3 years has averaged 14, 16, and 17. And he gets there, and a few minutes into the game, he's injured. Tough break. I hope he recovers and he gets healthy. Dwayne Simpkins did a great job at AU this year. And in watching the way they fought without Rogers, I think if he were healthy for last night's game, I think AU probably wins that game and goes on to face Duke. All right. There's some Deebo Samuel news. We'll get to that, and then we will get to our brackets, and I've got smell test picks for today's first-round games as well. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.